Blog Talk Radio.
Ironic. Is real. You are now on air with your man Lyricist in Spades. What's up, sir?
What up, L? What up, everybody? It's your boy Spades. Yamaha!
All right, man. Let's hop into these topics. You know, Spades is going to lead us on some topics today because this guy is the man with the plan. So, what are we going to touch on first, sir?
First topic is going to be real short before our special guest call in. It's the sneakiness, man. Like, don't talk shit behind people's back and expect it not to get back to somebody, dog. It always get back. It's a 360-degree world, nigga. That shit is always going to come back to you. Always. Not just me, just to anybody that's going through the same situation, family, friends. Just stop it. Come directly to the person. Talk it out if y'all can. If y'all can't, y'all go your separate ways. It's that fucking easy. I'm too grown for this shit. I only got to worry about one person, and that's my wife. I don't hold another man dick. So y'all niggas need to get a bunch of feelings or whatever. We're moving on. The rest of the topics for the day, we're going to touch on this debate and this Chris Christie bullshit that's going on. And then we're going to jump into fatherhood.
Before you move on with that, I want to chime in on the whole sneaky shit. Now, look, y'all know I dealt with somebody that was on some sneaky shit recently, so I get it. I definitely get it. It's being sneaky is not respected. It's more annoying than anything. But we're going to move past that, like you said, sir. So what's the first topic, like the real topic for today?
The real topic we're going to end with is going to be fatherhood. You know, what it means to be a father and an artist at the same time. I know you know from experience, and I know our special guests know from experience. So I thought that would be a good topic for the both of you and me as well, and for the rest of our listeners. So that's going to be our main topic for the day.
All right, cool. Hey, so let's talk about this presidential debate. And you know what's going on with the race right now. So let's talk about what's happening on the Republican side now, because that's the most recent, and you know we see all the confusion and chaos and stuff. So what is your thought on the recent Republican presidential debate?
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I missed it. I didn't even catch it. But I have. Let's see if I can. It's like Rubio. He's been trying to go heavy at Trump, so he's really not doing shit. I just see Bernie Sanders and fucking Hillary. This is gonna be one of the two that's gonna be standing at the end, and I hate to say it, alongside Trump, maybe.
I mean, yeah. I mean, and it's one of these things. It's like Trump leads Rubio in Florida, so it's kind of unbelievable to hear, you know, that Trump is actually leading Rubio in the South. I mean, some people believe in his rhetoric more than they do anything, but you know, Rubio had a great attack. He attacked, you know, Trump on his stance with illegal immigrants and things like that. He attacked them and said, "Hey, look, you wear suits that's made in Mexico. You wear ties that's made in Mexico, but you're so for building this wall. Not to mention the ex-Mexican president, you know, told Donald Trump, like, hey, we're not going to pay for any fucking thing to build a wall. You build it. But, you know, he did drop the F-bomb. He's like, we won't spend one fucking dime building that wall. And Trump's response was, hey, the wall just got 7 feet taller. See, things like that, that's what people got to understand. When you vote for a president like a Donald Trump, now, I'm not saying that I picked a side yet, but here's what I'm saying, is that if you want a president that's not going to be able to do anything, put Trump in office. I need people to remember how our political system works. A president can only do as much as the Congress lets him. So if you want to have a president in office for 4 years, not being able to do shit because he's going to get vetoed and blockaded at every given term, go ahead, vote for Trump. But, you know, it is what it is. It appears that our guest is on with us now. Spades, do you want to bring him in, sir?
Yes, sir. Our special guest for today is Turtle T. Soul from Sparta, Tennessee. He is an artist, a pretty good artist by that factor. Turtle, you there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all boys doing?
Cool and cool. T. Soul, this is Lyricist T. Soul.
What's going on, brother? Appreciate y'all.
Not much, man. What's going on with you? You ready for these? For these excellent questions that we got for you today. Tell everybody about yourself.
We'll see what I can do, man. I'm coming live right now from Top Notch Detail Center out here in Sparta, Tennessee, getting these cars done up real nice and clean like.
Hey, get that work in.
Yeah, buddy. You know, any way to make a dollar, right?
Most definitely.
Hey. You know what? I commend anybody that's hustling. You know, I mean, right now you hustling while you hustling. So it is what it is.
Yeah, got more than one job, that's for sure.
Oh yeah. All right, so Spades, you want to kick off with the question, sir?
All right. So, T-So, how did you come about getting that name for an artist?
Really, man. Basically, you know me, so everybody knows me by Turtle. You know what I'm saying? That's just my given name when I was younger. And I quit music for about 3.5 years, man. And, you know, I used to go by Soul Writer because, you know, you write from your soul. Well, I do anyway. And I was just talking to my wife one night, man, and basically I was like, I need a name, man, because I don't think people are going to take me serious if I'm just Turtle. You know what I'm saying? Because, really my name don't match my brain, so to speak, in my consciousness, right? So,
right.
I don't know, man. It's just, I just kind of combined Turtle and T-Soul. And T-Soul is actually a, what's that word, man? Where the name means something rather than just, you understand what I'm saying? Like, T-Soul means Turtle Site of Unfinished Life. That's what T-Soul
okay.
means.
Okay.
So,
no,
it basically just stemmed from that, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
put my heart and soul and every time I pick up a pen, man, to talk about reality, bro, instead of talking about fictitious things that other artists seem to talk about. And you know, I can't rap about having all this money. I can't rap about, you know, going to clubs and dropping bands on girls and stuff like that, man. It's like, that's not my reality. You understand? So
right.
I'm not going to
yeah.
be, I can't be fictitious with my art form.
And that's real. You know, a lot of people tend to gravitate towards what's not real. And people don't understand now. I recently tweeted about this. I said, people don't get what's happening in the industry now. That the people are making statements now. Artists like Kendrick Lamar, artists like Beyonce, artists like, believe it or not, Macklemore is making statements. They're making you listen to what's being said. They're making you
Fact.
Respond and feel a certain type of way about what's being said. So That's why McLemore is getting, you know, the backlash that he's getting from all the topics that he talked about. You know, I mean, and I went on record many times saying I'm not a huge fan of McLemore, but it's starting to look like what he raps about is what he really feels. So even I have to, you know, give him, you know, some
respect where it's due.
Exactly. So, you know, in that situation, you know, I said, hey, the content is starting to come back. People are starting to listen again. They're getting past all these dumbass artists. Like, for example, Rich Homie Quan tried a freestyle over Tupac beat, and he sounded like
very
that.
Depressing. Very depressing.
Very depressing.
let me make this statement clear right now. That the whole quote unquote hip hop died is fictitious. Hip hop is live and well underground. When I listen to music, I want to feel it. I want to feel exactly what you're saying, and that goes from any genre. If you want to go all the way back to Louis Armstrong and Frank Sinatra, if I feel what you're saying, I'm rocking with you. I'm listening to what you're saying. But like now, it's more. I look deeper into it as it's more of a controlling factor with the media constantly trying to bring the culture down in general, as in the black culture and as in the hip-hop culture. Now, I live and breathe hip-hop culture, and when you constantly have artists saying the same exact thing on different 808s, that's what people want to hear because that's what they're fed. But if you're constantly fed knowledge like we used to get back in the day where they would drop some real knowledge on you and they would mix in some street shit to let you know that it's real. All these cats now, you can't come into – there's not 10,000 trappers, bro, and every one of them is not a rapper. I'm sorry.
No,
you know, it's that's just – don't get me wrong. I listen to it every now and again because if I'm in a mood, music puts you in a mood. So, you know, I will listen to it. You know, I have a very broad range of who I listen to. Ranging from Frank Sinatra all the way to Waka Flocka, honestly. I like to get ignorant every now and again. Why not? You know what I'm saying? But that music is more than 808s and claps. I saw something the other day where artists made it easier for producers back in the day, but now producers make it easier for artists because everybody loves the production end of it. They don't really care about what they're saying. As soon as that bass line drops, they in it. And I'm a Southern cat at heart, so I love that bass line. You understand? I love it. But I can't listen to it if it don't got substance.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, from my stance, I'm a Midwest artist. You know, I do a lot of my business on the West Coast. So all we know is content. All we know is, you know, the ability to be lyrical. I mean, from anybody I can name from, you know, Eminem, all the way down to, you know, Common. It's a Midwest thing. You know, some people lose their way. You know, some people tend to try to fit in. You know, like the Icewear, you know, Vezos and shit. Yeah, I was going to not say his name, but whatever. But it's just people tend to get in where they fit in. And it drives me crazy because I want to see artists do more. And, you know, I just heard your song, you know, Claiming Real, and, you know, I thought it was pretty dope. You know, as a matter of fact, let's bring that track up so everybody can listen to it. So you want to bring this track in for us, Tiso?
Yeah, man, this is it was originally going to be on the next project, which is called The Moonlight Tape, but I just basically went a whole nother route on it. And I guess it's how I was feeling at the time. You know what I mean? Everybody claiming real. You know, everybody's real. Everybody these days, every single person is real. I really want to know where the fake people are at. You understand? And you know, I guess this is kind of where my mind state was when I wrote the song. And you know, I enjoy it. You know what I mean? I think it touched bases on a few topics. So I mean, let's let the people decide. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So we're getting ready to spin Claiming Real by my man T Soul. Here we go.
Right on the beat. powerful positions. Profits earned with precision with knuckle indentions. Pay attention, classes in session that say the sky's the limit. But the limit past the sky is truly existing. Show resistance or hesitation, get dealt with, that's a no-brainer decision. I'm the one who decides to cut you in half, dividing division, divine intervention. Can't stop the beast on this mission, declining your wishes, defying the missions, defining conditions, the finest of wishes, the blindest of vision. One with ambition, tear through competition, I'm vicious. Reputational wisdom, I bless your ears while you're listening. Just your fears and bloody your fists, never get it twisted. All about the peace, but just so you know, I ain't scared to sit in prison. Still alive from trips where I shouldn't have left living. People speak on things they don't know of just to get recognition. The facts that are spoke, I know, is mostly fiction. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they no burger spill. The bourbon's filled, you'll burn for real. Not curb appeal, deserve a deal. No cats who kill the mice in fields. Who shot twice with a chest to steal? The chest was shield. Thought twice, I keep one concealed. A conscious thrill, my own path I'll fulfill. My own future I will build. Doubt me now, I'm a reasonable doubt. Each word crafted just to build my reign during droughts. Two jobs, one accounts, three cars and one house. Guaranteed you won't take the food from my daughter's mouth. The hustle, that's what it's about. There's no free passes and no handouts. Loud ones, you shout, get knocked out. Two belts with a hammer like I'm building a house. Gloved up to me is a heavyweight bout. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real. Stripes earn, currency yearn. My turn, throat burn, release heat. My mouth a lighter, a lover and a fighter. A quick blur, showcase me. A small dot on the Doppler. Building my empire to topple the emperors. Inferior to none, attempting to be the successor. Poems wrote down with blood, so this is my treasure. Treasure some only cause they praying on the predator. An adventurer, conquering my path on this adventure. I give you soul pleasure, I'm applying pressure. No books, cigarettes, my pistol laid upon my dresser. Work this 9 to 5, my hunger is intenser. Parental advisory, sick as plaster. No cussing, you see this art form I have mastered. Tip my hat to any artist chasing their dreams, I hope it's captured. T-soul sticking out from the rest of these actors. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock is real. We are live right now with man T-Soul and Spades. Like I said, you know, it's a dope track, man. I'm feeling it. It's, you know, even your cadence on how you deliver the flow, you know, the lyrics is top notch, real clean.
I appreciate it, brother.
Hey, look, man, I can only give respect where it's due. If you was trash, I would let you know.
And I would hope you would. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as an artist in general, man, like I said in the track, bro, I really want to see everybody make it, man, because at the end of the day, whatever you're doing, the goal is to better yourself and your family in whatever field you're in. So, I mean, if you're trash and that's what people like, hell, keep doing it, bro. You know what I'm saying? But that's just not me. I do want to see everybody make it, and countless people are the ones that have made it. You understand? And that's just the way the culture kind of turned in the past 10, 15 years, man. And, you know, it's different. I guess it's you know, when you get people like J. Cole and Kendrick, you know, it's a fresh breath to the ignorant shit. But, you know, I guess it's needed in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? There needs to be a balance. So.
And that's true. You know, but people have to learn to appreciate, you know, talent, you know, the content. Because, I mean, you have your crazies like the Kanye Wests that come out and they, you know, he puts out, you know, quality work, but people can't get past his personality. So, when you got people that's, you know, that have excellent personalities or they're great people and they put out great content, it just seems like people don't gravitate to it unless you, you know, talking about fucking Taylor Swift or, you know, having sex with 16-year-old girls. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's probably just the thing that works for people nowadays. You know, fucking stupid publicity works. But let's dive into this next topic, man. You know, I know as an artist, you know, one of the things that's, you know, not easy is, you know, focusing on your craft and being a parent at the same time or being a husband. You know, so as a father, how do you find the energy to take care of the little one and still put out these quality tracks?
Honestly, I write at nighttime. I always have. I'm more creative when it's dark out. And that's usually, you know, my daughter's already sleeping and, you know, I get into a zone, I guess you can say. And, mm-hmm. you know, balancing a 9-to-5, balancing being a husband, balancing being a father is, I don't want to say it's hard. I don't want to say it's easy. I just think it's necessary. You know what I mean? Like, you can't stop pursuing your dream once you have a child or a wife, because that's supposed to be your motivation in itself. And I'm lucky enough and fortunate enough to have a wife that fully supports me in what I'm doing. You understand?
Right.
And, you know, if I'm listening to my music, my daughter's in the back seat saying, "Daddy, Daddy," you know what I'm saying? Like, it's awesome. You know what I mean? And, you know, when I'm with my daughter, man, we listen to music, you know, like if I have my earbuds in, she'll take my earbuds and want to listen to what I'm listening to. So I like to introduce her to other things that I like rather than what society should tell them what to like. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's a balance, as with anything, you know, balancing trying to be a good husband. I'm probably not the greatest husband in the world, but, you know, I do love my wife and I do, you know, I am there for 100%. It's just sometimes, like, I'm kind of like a recluse, I guess you could say. Like, I want to be by myself every now and again. I want to be able to zone out and kind of go to a creative space. And basically the only time I'm able to do that is when the family's sleeping, which is fully fine with me because even when I was younger, I wrote at nighttime. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I don't know, man. It's there's no such thing as being tired when you're working towards your goal. You just kind of push through the nonsense through the day and release it on a sheet of paper and just go about your business. You know what I mean?
Education for these people that's listening right now, that's artists. If you plan on, you know, doing this stuff, you know, stop working for the, you know, don't work for the deals. Be realistic. You know, set goals for yourself that's attainable. If you're not setting goals for yourself that's attainable, then you find yourself chasing something that doesn't exist. I've seen too many people shoot for the stars, but they never reach for the fruit that's right there right in front of them on the tree. You have to conquer the things that's in front of you. And as you conquer it, then you're able to adjust the level that you need to go to. Because when you conquer things, you're setting the bar. You're doing something that the next person hasn't done yet in your way. So you're setting the bar. So every time you accomplish something new, then you go to that next task and try to accomplish that. I mean, I tell people, I'm like, look, I've sat down with many people in the industry. It will surprise you how the industry perceives, you know, their perception of artists, you know, when it comes to being independent. They respect independent artists more than they do people that signed to a contract. You want to know why? Because they can't control a person that's looking for a deal.
That's the goal, man, because once you I've realized a lot of things with a lot of artists that I mess with, because every artist I mess with are conscious artists, and they're really dope, and they really make you think, man, and that's beautiful. And the thing I've noticed with them is that there is no deal that they want, just as with me. I don't want a deal because – you know, at the end of the day, when you're working a 9-to-5, you don't want to work for somebody else. But that's basically what you're doing when you get a deal. You're still working for somebody else. You're still having to meet a deadline. You're still having to drop a chick track and drop a club track. You understand? And, like, look how long it took for Jadakiss to drop top 5. You know what I'm saying? And that right there, and he's still under a label. You know what I mean? And he is one of in my eyes, he's one of the gods in the industry because that's who we grew up listening to. And right. when you get your, you know, I don't want to name names, but when you get your quote unquote trap artists that are putting out constant filth, that's just the way the industry wants to control what's going on. Yeah, man, I personally never listened to them. You know what I mean? I've heard things on, let's say, you know, someone by me is playing something. I'm just like, that's just not something that's going to be in my rotation. You know what I mean? That's just not me. I can't listen to that. You know what I mean? If I want substance and baseline, I'll go ahead and listen to Outkast. I'll listen to Scarface.
It's like this. If I have to choose between Nick Cannon and Young Thug, I'm going to have to unfortunately choose Nick Cannon.
Well, that's the thing, man. You shouldn't have to choose, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if I don't want to listen to it, cuz, I'm not going to listen to it.
Right. And that's
simple.
So bad with the radio. That's so bad with the radio. They try to force feed you stuff. They make you, I'm like, okay, so you can listen to Young Thug, or you can listen to Rich Homie Quan, or you can turn the fucking radio off. What I do, I always turn the radio off, or I hook up my iPod and just listen to whatever's on my iPod at that time. Look,
you want to know when I stopped listening to the radio? I stopped listening to the radio when that Snap shit started happening.
Mm-hmm.
With the Lean With It, Rock With It, with the Laffy Taffys, because like before then the radio was the radio was still pure. It was still pure. And then once they started doing that, I was like, nope, not for me. I can't do it.
Yeah,
it's just a personal preference, man. You know what I mean? Like I just can't do it.
Yeah, and like, you know, I agree with that. And the first time I walked out of a club is when I heard Trinidad James. Yep. And everybody's talking about popping miles. Like, yep, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Mm.
Like,
you know what's strange? Being an artist, you are forced to do clubs to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Me, bro, I don't like being around people. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I'm always the person that, like, if I go out, I went to a club for my homeboy's birthday a couple years back, man, and I'm in the corner scouting, making sure everything's okay. Make sure, like, you gonna have fun? I'm having fun, bro. Just go over there, do your thing. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't trust groups of people. I don't want to be around groups of people, but unfortunately, in this industry, you have to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, when I done two shows last month, and it was dope, you know what I'm saying? It was a good vibe, but it's just, I just can't be around that many people because I have no trust for the next man with their intentions. You know what I'm saying?
Understandable.
So I'm always on guard, you know what I mean, which kind of forces me to be, I guess, a dull person because I don't do clubs, I guess, but I don't need clubs to enjoy myself because I enjoy my company. You know what I'm saying? I don't need all that other shit.
Yep. I'm like, look, I was the guy. I would go do a concert. I try to stick around as I possibly can to try to support everybody. I hate to be the guy that performs and leaves. So,
right.
You know, this is when I first got started. But that's the beauty about when you you build your reputation up and you can do actual concerts. You leave whenever you feel like it. So, like, when you start doing, like, a lot of these showcases and stuff, you know, you should stick around and try to show love to the artists. But when you're doing actual concert, that's it. You can go home. Go back to your hotel room. Do whatever. I mean, that's what I mostly did when I was on tour because, you know, I'll perform. And then, you know, I call it a day, me and my wife exit, go back to the hotel, get ready for the next show, you know. But you know, I don't really like being in large crowds like that, but I can't really say that, you know, I'm intimidated by it or bothered by it because, I mean, shit, I do a radio show. I mean, that has thousands of people that listen to it. So
I'm not intimidated nor bothered. I'm alert.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah. And that's what it comes down to, is being able to see and being able to control your atmosphere. So I get it.
Yeah, you got to – life is a game of chess, brother. That's all it is. You
gotta
stay two steps ahead. And that's how I look at everything, man. You know what I mean? That's just the way I'm programmed.
Which is good, you know. I mean, that's how people stay alive, you know, and that's how people are able to keep doing what they're doing on a daily basis. Man, so, I mean, I definitely love the insight, man. You know, I love to see, you know, artists, you know, doing their thing. Spades, you still alive there, sir?
I'm still alive and taken, bro.
All right, man. So you got some questions you want to ask?
I'm sitting back absorbing all the damn knowledge. Man, no, I pretty much enjoyed the show today, man. Thank you, Turtle, T-So, bro. Thank you for doing the show today.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank y'all. Fucking had an awesome show today, man. Rock out.
Yes, awesome show. Yeah, I mean, and I appreciate you for coming on, sir. You know, I mean, this is, you know, it does a lot for us, you know, and I hope that we can do a lot more to help you as well. You know, we're going to keep spinning your track on here, you know, just to show love. And any way else we can help out, just let us know. I mean, don't be a stranger.
Man.
Just call in.
Vice versa, man. Let me tell these folks real quick before we exit off, man. The people that are listening that don't know who I am, I dropped a mixtape. It's on Dat Piff. It's called Bleed Between the Lines, okay? And you can go ahead and download it there. And it's also on Audio Mac. If people want more insight of who I am, they can go ahead and get on there and follow the Instagram, which is Swollen Thumb, T-Soul, and the Facebook, which is just T-Soul, the Twitter, which is Swollen Thumb. And just go on there, man, and I'm real interactive.
Oh, you
with people,
do got
man.
A Twitter.
Yeah, I got a Twitter, man. I just don't be on social media like that. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
But I do have some new music or something, I'll put it out there, you know. And I enjoyed the interview, bro. I appreciate y'all giving me this platform, man.
Absolutely. Hey, so make sure you give me those links, and everybody, I want y'all to understand that we are going to be sharing his links on the Surge Radio page. We'll pop it on the website as well, and we'll also be helping, you know, promote. So, definitely get us those links so we can, you know, promote that for you on our page. And, you know, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock is real. You were just experiencing the Surge Radio experience with myself and Spades and T. So we're going to rock out of here. We're going to spin that track, Claim It Real, one more time. Thanks again, sir, you know, for dropping this on us, man.
I appreciate it, bro. You have a good one.
All right, you too, homie.
Powerful positions, profits earned with precision, with knuckle indentions. Pay attention, class is in session, they say the sky's the limit. But the limit past the sky is truly existing. Show resistance or hesitation, get dealt with, that's a no-brainer decision. I'm the one who decides to cut you in half, dividing division, divine intervention. Can't stop the beast on this mission, declining the wishes, defying the misses, defining conditions, the finest of wishes, the blindest of vision. One with ambition, tear through competition, I'm vicious. Reputation of wisdom, I'll bless your ears while you're listening. Just your fears and bloody your fists, never get it twisted, all about the peace, but just so you know, I ain't scared to sit in prison. Still alive from trips where I shouldn't have left living. People speak on things they don't know of just to get recognition. The facts that are spoke, I know, is mostly fiction. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they know burgers spill, the bourbon's filled. You'll burn for real, not curb appeal, deserve a deal. No cats who kill the mice in fields, who shot twice with a chest to steal, the chest with shield. Thought twice, I keep one concealed, a conscious thrill. My own path I'll fulfill, my own future I will build. Doubt me now, I'm a reasonable doubt. Each word crafted just to build my reign during droughts. Two jobs, one accounts, three cars, and one house. guaranteed you won't take the food from my daughter's mouth. The hustle, that's what it's about. There's no free passes and no handouts. Loud ones, you shout, get knocked out. Two belts with a hammer like I'm building a house. Gloved up to me is a heavyweight battle. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real. Stripes earn, currency yearn. My turn, throat burn, release heat. My mouth a lighter, a lover and a fighter. A quick blur, showcase me. A small dot on the Doppler. Building my empire to topple the emperors. Inferior to none, attempting to be the successor. Poems wrote down with blood, so this is my treasure. Treasure some only cause they praying on the predator. An adventurer, conquering my path on this adventure. I give you soul pleasure, I'm applying pressure. No books, cigarettes, my pistol laid upon my dresser. Work this 9 to 5, my hunger is intenser. Parental advisory, sick as plaster, no cussing. You see this art form I have mastered. Tip my hat to any artist chasing their dreams, I hope it's captured. T-soul sticking out from the rest of these actors. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that.